Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind. It's the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. Get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local radio stations and sports teams and podcasters. For example, don't forget the riotous Russell Brand podcast exclusively on Audioboom. By the way, the Audioboom mobile app is absolutely terrific. On the creating side, if you like to make and upload audio, the app makes it easy. And one of the best features is that you can record on the fly when you're out and about, and even trim the recording before uploading it. That's really useful, and as I said, easy to do. If you're mainly a listener, you'll like the daily download feature. It automatically adds your favorite programs to your phone every morning, and they're ready to play when you're ready to go, even if you don't have a data signal. Let's start with something from the rumor factory. Beats Music, owned by Apple and expected to relaunch this June, probably rebranded as an Apple Music service, might not. This, according to rumors, because Apple has not secured the music licensing deals it needs from record labels. These reports are anonymously sourced, of course, like most rumors, so we don't really know what's going on. Even if it's true that Apple's negotiations with labels have stalled, some sources say that the Beats launch will be delayed, and others say Apple will pull together the necessary agreements just in time. And there's more to the Apple rumor mill, and this is more serious, reportedly serious enough for the U.S. Department of Justice to be sniffing around the company. Here's the rumor. Apple is inserting itself into Spotify's label negotiations, trying to convince labels that they should shut down Spotify's freemium plan. That's the plan where users can listen to all the music they want, plus commercials, without paying a subscription. Now, the labels, they're not all that keen on freemium either. But Apple's motivation, if this is true, would be to convince users to subscribe to Beats Music instead of subscribing to Spotify if Spotify doesn't have a free listening plan. Now, why those listeners would choose Beats instead of Spotify, which they already use and are accustomed to, is rather a mystery. And the larger question is whether non-paying consumers will ever choose to pay for a music subscription at all when there's always free listening available somewhere. And back to Spotify for a minute, where rumor has turned to fact, as Spotify has raised a new funding round of at least $350 million, led by Goldman Sachs. The rumor of venture capital in the works started in January, and the funding round closed on a first close basis. That's where other new investors can still join if they choose. When it was first rumored, the Wall Street Journal reported that Spotify was seeking $500 million. The fresh capital is reportedly based on a valuation of $8 billion, and the inevitable comparison is to Pandora, a public company whose market cap is always visible. And as of this moment, Pandora is valued at about $3.7 billion, so less than half of Spotify's proposed valuation. The $350 million figure makes this the largest capital round in Spotify's history, which goes back to a $22 million Series A funding round, and that was in 2008. The most recent previous injection came in November of 2013 for $250 million. What does it all add up to? Today's reporting brings the company's total investment war chest to about $890 million. Now let's talk about Grooveshark, the copyright-infringing music service which has been shredded in court by the record labels. The lawsuit against Grooveshark culminated this week, and the company founders finally gave in to reality, which they had been resisting. Damages, which could have amounted to millions of dollars, were apparently waived in favor of an utter surrender by Grooveshark. That meant shutting down the website, except for an apologetic message to users saying that the company had made serious mistakes. The labels get to take possession of all Grooveshark assets. That means the brand name, the web domain, the computers, and all of the intellectual property assets, like the technology which drove the service. For 2 years, internet radio company Pandora has been trying to buy an FM radio station in Colorado. Now, why would an internet radio company want to operate a small market FM radio station? Because, as an FM owner, Pandora would fall into a different legal group in the U.S. and be entitled to pay lower music licensing rates to publishers and songwriters. The two-year delay happened because of FCC regulations, which stipulate that a radio owner in the U.S. may not have more than 25% foreign ownership. Pandora was forbidden to disclose its investor nationalities thanks to conflicting regulations, so the waiting game began and dragged on. The FCC finally, and rather suddenly, waived that requirement in Pandora's case, so the company is now free to close the deal with the FM station. Naturally, ASCAP, BMI, and other royalty collection agencies are not thrilled with this. And that's just one part of the acrimony between Pandora and ASCAP in particular. The American Society of Composers and Publishers learned this week that Pandora won a court case that ASCAP has been pursuing for a couple of years. It's about how much Pandora should be paying to songwriters and publishers in arrears for the 2011 to 2015 period. Well, the final answer is zero. The court rejected ASCAP's arguments and said that Pandora should not pay a higher rate. In fact, ASCAP lost that battle last summer and then decided to appeal. Imagine yourself toiling away at a desk in the State House of Vermont. Government workers in Vermont were in for a surprise recently when suddenly they could no longer listen to online music at work. The state's Technology Management Division placed a block on several online music sites and services. They included Pandora, iHeartRadio, Live 365, Slacker, Spotify, and others. The intent was to reduce bandwidth strain on the government's internet system, and the block affected only state workers logged into the system. The action was taken after the Vermont Department of Information and Innovation, which is basically the state's IT department, discovered that streaming media sites were soaking up 7% of internet bandwidth. As of this podcast, state workers in Vermont still have to find some other way to listen to music while they work. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audio Boom. The Audio Boom learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting great new shows without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. His music and royalty-free license options are at valtterikujala.com. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest. Join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.